Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And we're doing a special edition of the show this week because I'm at the Beneath the Sea Dive Show in Sea Caucus, New Jersey, the dive center of the universe, taping next week's show, which also happens to be our 27th year anniversary show. So we had to do a special edition this week to cover it because of the travel logistics and all that kind of stuff. So it's not necessarily live, but it is special because it gives me an opportunity to catch up with some folks, maybe in a longer, sense than we generally get to do. And one of them happens to be Pete from Scuba Board, who we haven't talked to in a while. And he's on Scuba Radio today to help us out. Pete, how you doing, buddy?
I am quite lively.
You are
lively.
Even though
it's not live, it's lively.
Oh, there you go. I'll go with that for sure. Yeah, Pete has had his challenges, and we'll get into that a little bit later on. But I wanted to bring him on today because, I've been talking about going to the Galapagos here in April with Explorer Ventures, and I've went through the whole process of what it took to prepare for the colder climate as far as underwater that I'm about to experience once again, which I have avoided at all costs for probably about 15 years at least. And I pulled out a dry suit that's 20 years old. It was the driest dry suit in the world because it had never been in the water. And of course I ripped the neck seal out of it as I was getting ready for this trip and had to rethink the whole process. Then I realized I couldn't just get a new dry suit because if I did, I'd have to order one, and it'd take 6 to 8 weeks, which is too much time to wait for one. So I went back to the heated rash guard under a wetsuit, and I got that all in place. And it seems to be the system that I think is going to do the trick. I got a 5 mil wetsuit, Pete, and I got a heated rash guard that I'm going to wear under it that I can turn on if I get a little chilled. What do you think? Will that work for, say, these low 60s that I might encounter every now and then in the Galapagos? What do you think?
I doubt you'll need the rash guard.
Well, I only need it if I get chilled, I can turn it on at will. I'll have it at my disposal.
You're doing what I do naturally.
I know what you do, and everybody else does it. That says they don't, but they lie about it or something, right?
But no. I mean, I have Bioprene.
You gotta add Bioprene.
Now, when you're built like a manatee, you get the dive like one.
You get the benefits of the extra insulation. I gotcha.
But 5 mil, that should be fine. When I went eons ago, I had a 3 mil, and I was fine. But then
well,
I'm cold hardy.
Last time I went, I dove a 7 mil, and I didn't have heated rash guard, and I froze my arse off.
How did you move?
That was a little challenging at times too. But that was 15 years ago. The technology's way better. I decided I'd go with newer technology and a thinner suit this time, and I think I'll be fine. So, I've tried it on; it fits great. It has the latest and greatest, neoprene, technical stuff. 5 mil today was like an 8 mil, 10 years ago or 10 mil.
And you're wearing a hood, right?
Of course. Yes. I have it.
How thick?
Same. I got a 5 mil hood.
Okay.
So I matched everything.
So here's
gloves,
the thing.
Booties, the whole thing. Yeah.
People don't realize that your head gives off almost as much as the rest of your body.
Right. Okay.
You know, right through the temples, right around the neck. All that is huge heat loss that your body has. If you were to take a picture of your body with a heat thermal sensor, you would notice that your head gives off so much that the covering your head does a lot, but then covering your chest is the second area which you're doing with that 5-mil.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be fine. Mm-hmm. I don't think you need to turn on the heat.
I might not need to. I mean, you know, when I dove that 7-mil, you know, this was like 12, I figured it out, it was like 12, 13 years ago in the Galapagos. The first dive of the day was fine. It was 2, 3, maybe 4 that I, you know, later in the day that I started getting really cold because I just didn't have, you know, enough time to kind of really warm up after the dive. And, you know, then you put on the wetsuit that's just wet, you know, and you're freezing and it just kind of progressively got more miserable throughout the day. So I could get through the first dive or two, and then I think I skipped 2 dives that week, which I really regretted, because every single dive in the Galapagos is like epic.
Oh, it's
just insane what you see on a trip
it's
like
amazing.
That. And
are you bringing a big coat?
I'm going to have something, sweatshirts, whatever need to bring. What do you mean?
Not something.
Yeah.
You need to have one of these parkas that they have that goes down below your knees, that's about 4 inches thick, that when you come out of the water, you strip off that wetsuit, you go right into it, whether or not, before you even talk to anybody.
Well,
because you got to protect your heat.
Well, that's where the heated rash guard, that's where the heated rash guard might come into hand.
Yeah.
You don't think so?
Prevention is better than trying to add it later on. I'm telling you, go into those. They've got them, and I'm kidding about being 4 inches thick. They're a normal fleece,
right?
So they don't lose it when it's wet.
Yeah.
You know, they don't lose their heat capability. But you just fold yourself in that. It's like a big blanket with arms.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they're going to have those for sale at the Beneath the Sea Dive Show this weekend where I'm at.
Oh, they will. And
no
you
question.
Pick up one.
I mean, these guys.
And don't pick up
like
you usually do that's form fitting, because I know how you like to be styling and profiling.
Well, yeah.
You remember, you're going to have.
Look.
Underneath that.
Look, if you got it, you got to flaunt it, right, Pete?
Well, but you flaunt it without having it.
So many people just threw up a little in their mouth right now. It's really, really bad.
They did.
But yeah, I mean, you know, the folks up in Jersey, yeah, they're used to that cold water stuff. I am a warm water wuss, self-admitted.
We call them CWBs.
Yeah, but I've seen those big parka-type things you're talking about. That's what you mean, one of those big dive coats. Yeah, well, maybe. I didn't think about bringing something like but possibly.
Rip it off when you get out of the water as soon as you can. Put on that dive coat, and you might even take a second in case the one gets too wet where you know, it's not as useful as you want.
Well, now you're talking about adding all kinds of extra luggage stuff. I mean, I'm already going to be maxed out. I don't want to bring...
They're light.
Well, they're light, but they take up space, right?
People up north have a special name.
Yeah.
We call them cold water barbarians.
Hmm.
As cold to water us warm barbarian. Water wusses.
All right. Yeah, that's a little bit more macho. That's for sure, I would say. But
yeah, you got to think like one, man.
Too old to care anymore.
Put on the coat.
Yeah, okay.
Serve that heat.
Grab a coat. I was just figuring I'd do like, hooded sweatshirt type thing or whatever. I mean, I got some of that stuff, but I don't have one of those big, waterproof coats that you're talking about, parkas.
Even though I'm cold tolerant, I learned a lot from living in cave country.
Yeah.
I see a lot of these guys come down with their dry suits, and they do well. But as soon as they get out of the dry suit, and they do pull them off, they put on these coats.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they can't deal with that 68-degree water for hours at a time. I was born here, so I have no problems with spring water. That's mm-hmm. my element.
Right.
You know, but these guys, they put on these coats, and they stay warm. I encourage you to go look for a coat when you're up there. And I know they'll have them.
Yeah, well. Yeah, you know, there's those things. There's like stuff made out of the chamois material. Maybe I get one of those. Something like that. I've had those before. Yeah. All this talk, to stay warm while you dive. It's just sometimes you got to do it. And it's well worth it if you're going to the Galapagos. And that's what we're doing. We got more with Pete from Scuba Board next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Ula! You'll hear that a lot when you visit Fiji. It's more than a greeting. It's the spirit of this friendly country. With 333 islands, white sand beaches, and year-round tropical warmth, it's hard not to feel happy at this exceptional dive destination known as the soft coral capital of the world. Fiji Airways has a modern fleet of aircraft to take you to Fiji in style and at great prices. Contact your travel agent now or go to FijiAirways.com and plan your Fijian dive adventure. That's FijiAirways.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Does diving in the Florida Keys for free sound too good to be true? It's not. Dive to make a difference and clean our seas in the second annual Trash Derby Dives, May 2nd through 5th. Sponsored by iCare and the National Marine Sanctuary Foundation. Win big prizes for bringing up the most trash. Free spots with dive operators from Key Largo to Key West are available now. Get details and sign up at iCareTrashDerby.com. Brought to you by the Monroe County Tourist Development Council.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
What do you do, Tommy?
I'm a diver.
What do you dive for?
I have a thing for order X.
Oh, then you come to the right place.
Far from the frenzy of the frantic world above, too beneath the blue,
could even fall in love.
Bobbing along, singing a song, on the bottom of the beautiful briny, shimmery, shiny, beautiful briny sea.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. A special edition today with Pete from Scuba Board catching up with him. We haven't had him on the show for a while. He's been, hunkered down. You've been having some physical issues that have been keeping you from being as mobile as you like to be. But you've still been getting in the water. So you're making, what, slow progress? Is that where, where you'd put it at this point or what, Pete?
I have what... It's called the periprimus. I'm messing up the name, but nerve out of my back. When my sister died last year, I was her sole caregiver, and I didn't really know what I was doing, and I injured
yourself.
Actually, helping injured her, myself huh? in the process.
Wow.
And I've been paying for it ever since. So I've had one surgery, have another one, all these injections. You know, they're trying to get the back straight.
Yeah.
But. Oh, I got to go into the water the other day, Greg, and it was sheer bliss. It was took all the weight off the nerves, everything got to relax, and I wish I could just live in the water.
I bet. It's like therapy for people with injuries like that. I mean, that's why a lot of people that have physical challenges, you know, the wounded warrior type group and stuff, they take them diving because it kind of takes the pain away that they have to deal with gravity. And it sounds like it's the same kind of thing you're dealing with at this point. Is that right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So you're diving
in the water.
Just the springs nearby.
Out of the water.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Getting in and out is a challenge, of course. And you got to have people to help you, I assume, right? Kind of.
Every now and then.
Yeah. All right. And
I actually am pretty careful about who I choose because some of those people are gung-ho divers. And it's like, I'm sort of like the reluctant diver at this point in time. I need help and I need to take my time.
Right.
So I'm careful about who I go with because I don't want to have someone who's like pushy, 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 pushy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But you're just doing it what, over in the Springs.
Been invited?
No, are you saying, have I been invited? Is that what you just said?
You haven't been invited, have you? See?
I've not. Well, I know I would be absolutely worthless to Pete from Scuba Boy.
You would not. You would actually be a great buddy, and I'm kidding about not inviting you. I hadn't even thought about that.
Yes.
But, you know, there are a lot of people out there who have disabilities, and there are a number of organizations that actually help those with disabilities. Mm-hmm. I love Dive Heart. Yep. There's a few people have their own version of it. But I tell you what, you could do a lot by volunteering your time to help with some of these organizations and get other people in the water like me who can't get in the water normally.
Yeah, because it's a whole training process in its own right. I mean, that's what they show you, the different techniques that you can use to help people that are having challenges get in the water and out safely. And that is safely a skill that you, as an instructor or a dive assistant, have to kind of learn. Otherwise, you might end up doing more damage than helping. And that's obviously not what we want to achieve. So that's why they offer up all these programs, not just for the people that need it, but for the people that want to help those folks that have challenges. So it's a win-win for sure. Dive Heart's one of them, and the Force Blue folks with the military, those guys are doing great work in that regard too.
They're great too.
There are a bunch of them. There really are a bunch of organizations that do great work underwater. Now, when you're doing this stuff, you're just talking about diving locally in the Springs, because you're right over there by where? I mean, Jenny, you're which springs there in Florida are you closest to?
I live near so many springs. Yeah. My closest one is Little River, and also Jug Hole, which a lot of people don't know about. It's actually in Itchituckty Springs. Mm. And also, when they open it again, I hope soon, Peacock Springs.
Yeah. They had it closed down for what?
The hurricane really did a lot of damage to it, and before they allow people to get into what we call P1 and P2, they've got to clear all that trash out, and they haven't done it. Orange Grove, which is a part of it, is open, but boy, is it crowded. Yeah. I like to go to Troy. Troy is actually probably my favorite, but it's a long walk down there, and that's what prohibits me.
Right.
I'm trying to get a wheelchair now, so I can go do those, and people help me get down to it and back up without killing myself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be. That's usually the goal when you go diving. Don't kill yourself, whether you have challenges or not. So you got to find a way. But you have, and you have some that are easier access. And you mentioned a couple I wasn't even familiar with. What did you say? Tug Springs. What was it?
Well, Jug Hole is one of the springs at Itchituckty Springs. Itchituckty is a wonderful area because it's got the North Springs and the South access to it. If you haven't been tubing on the Itchituckty, you're missing out.
Yeah. Because is there a constant flow, and you can go for how long on a tube? Forever?
5-10 miles.
Oh, well, that's pretty good.
It empties into the Santa Fe River, which empties into the Suwannee River.
Hmm.
But it's just gorgeous. I mean, it's not like any river you've been on. It's a clear river. It's like, what's that one nearer to you in Central Florida? Rainbow River. It's like Rainbow River.
Okay,
it's
sure.
Completely clear.
Yeah, and that is, it's a natural river run. You know, all those river rides or lazy river rides that you see at the theme parks and the water parks. I mean, this is the real deal. We have one here in Orlando.
The real deal.
We did one. Well, you know, we went down the Weekiwachee River one time where the mermaids were.
That's awesome.
And you can, just float on a tube down the river, and you just got to time it right. When we did it, we started late in the afternoon, and by the time we got out, it was pitch dark.
Whoops.
And there's gators and everything. It was like, hey, this is getting kind of creepy. He's like, we were with some people that live over there, and it's like, you've seen this all the time, right? You do this all the time. We've never been out here this late before. We're like, oh crap. But everybody lived. It was fine. But yeah, start earlier in the day. And don't
I would agree. I would agree. Start early in the day and then know when to say when.
Right. But that'd be a great way to end your dive day, though. Yeah, you do a dive in the springs.
With a gator?
Well, no. Well, yeah, you do the dive, do a little cavern-type thing over there, and then hop on a tube and float down the river. That'd be kind of fun.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah. No, okay. I've done a lot of tubing. I've done a lot of just floating. I mean, it's a beautiful river just to swim in because you could see everything.
Yeah. The only thing is that temperature. If we just turn the temperature up from 72 to like 78, 80. Well, hey, Pete from Scuba Board, always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for allowing us to catch up.
Thank you, my friend. We'll see you on the flip side.
We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer. And Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Peregrine is a simple, full-color, multi-gas dive computer. It's also the most economical Shearwater dive computer released to date. Check it out and the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Breathe steady, old man. Prove you're not completely useless.
No, I gotta keep, I keep on breathing. Just keep breathing, breathing, and breathing, and breathing. No, I gotta keep, I keep on breathing.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We got a special edition of the big show today, catching up with some people that I don't normally have enough time to catch up with. So we're doing just that today. One of them is my good friend, Eric Douglas. He is a paperback writer. He has a bunch of books featuring his main character, Mike Scott. And we haven't talked to Eric in a while. Find out how he's doing with his latest novels. Eric, how you doing, buddy? And welcome.
Thank you, Greg. Great to be back. Good to see you.
Back at
or
you, my
hear
friend.
You or whatever. I
well,
guess.
Well, a little bit of both. We can see each other on Zoom and that kind of thing. So we're catching up visually as well. But other people don't have to be subjected to such abuse.
I was gonna say, you and I, neither one of us is getting any prettier.
Well, okay. All right, we'll just leave that one alone for now. But let's talk about more positive things, like the books that you write. And I want to get an update on your Mike Scott novel series. But first, you're working on a project right now with our good buddy Dan Orr. Actually, it's a kind of a reworking of an old project. Is that right?
That's exactly right. Back, and this makes me feel old to even say it, 17 years ago, we co-authored a book together called Scuba Diving Safety. It itself was a reworking of a book from probably the 70s that a publisher came to Dan and said, "Hey, can you redo this book for us?" And he came to me and asked for my help, so we worked on it together, and it was a great book for its time. Told all kinds of rescue techniques and discussed all this sort of stuff. But again, it's been 17 years. We just got the rights back from the publisher just a couple months ago, And we've been revising that book and hope to have a new edition of it out by the fall. We're still in negotiations with the publishing house, but so I can't really say exactly all that stuff yet. But
right.
It is coming.
It's coming together. Yeah. And, you know, as people know that have heard you on Scuba Radio over the years, Eric's, you know, he kind of cut his teeth on writing, I don't know, instructional manuals when he was working at Divers Alert Network. Then he worked with, you know, Dan Orr was there too. And you guys kind of came together on that project. But you were basically kind of writing all these training manuals for that. And did it extremely well. You know, it's basically divers textbooks. It's what we all learned how to do it properly with Eric's books, right?
That's exactly right. And actually, that's pretty much the portion I wrote in Scuba Diving Safety. All of the first aid, CPR, rescue information. Dan wrote a lot of the in-water rescue and techniques for getting somebody out of the water and that kind of stuff.
Right.
But I wrote all of the first aid and care for stinging injuries mm-hmm. and bleeding control and all that kind of stuff, and even AED use out on the water.
Right.
I did a lot of that for Dan, did a lot of that for Patty before that. But
yeah.
And so when Dan came to me, it's like, well, this is – I'll take this section and yeah. you take that section.
Right. Yeah, but and then yeah. some of Eric's textbooks and these instructional manuals turned into videos, and he called me up and said, "Hey, Greg, we need a dead diver. Are you available?"
I was like, vividly remember that on the beach.
Yes,
that was in Melbourne Beach, Florida, right?
Yeah, yeah. When we got together and did a big shoot, and I played dead a dead diver for Eric Douglas and his video project, and I don't know why he thought of me, but
you just had the look I was going
okay.
for.
Okay, all right. I probably still got it to this day, to be honest.
Well, you know, and for what it's worth, that predates both you and I both having our surgeries. So you know, yes. maybe
we do share that in common. Yeah, both Eric and I have had open heart surgery. You know, hey, you're doing good. I'm doing good. We're all doing good, right?
We're all doing good. We
still
both,
diving. Yeah.
We both kicked butt and returned to diving and wouldn't miss that.
Yeah. Actually, you know, I'm going to the Galapagos here next month. I was talking to Pete from Scuba Board about that. So I'm like getting back up on the horse big time. This is going to be, you know, the first real, I wouldn't say first real adventure dive, but, you know, it's pretty extreme.
Yeah, that's pretty remote. And yeah, absolutely. No, that's fantastic. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'm just trying to stay warm. I've been talking to, I was talking to him about whether or not I would do a dry suit, but I'm going with a heated rash guard under a 5 mil. So that's a, what would you do? Would you do the same thing, Eric, you think?
Or just a 7 mil. I mean, I did an awful lot of Southern California diving in a custom cut 7 mil that was great, except in maybe January.
Right.
Did
you ever go to the dry suit route or no?
Oh, no, yeah, I've dived dry suits as well. Yeah. I didn't ever own one, but I was able to beg, borrow, and steal them from time to time. And,
right, yeah.
And dive dry.
Well,
I like diving dry, but most of the time, just for convenience, a wetsuit's fine with me, unless it's below 50 or so.
Well, exactly, and it's not going to be like that. It's going to be warm air temp. It's summertime down there in the Galapagos. So
right.
When we get back topside, it shouldn't be too bad. But I when
jealous.
I did it. Years ago, I froze my butt off, and so I was like I'm gonna prepare this time, and you know, I've already went through the whole story of why I decided to go with the heated rash guard, but I'm just gonna have like a little button on my wrist, and then if I start getting a little chilled, you know,
just make sure that all the circuits are connected properly.
Well,
you know?
it's waterproof and it's meant for this, so it should be fine, but it'll be like, you know, electronic urinator. You know what I mean? Things get a little too chilled.
I got a warm feeling.
Yeah, that's right. And I think it's going to
be the way. I don't know what you're talking about with that.
Well, of course not. Of course not. But, you know, I've used them before in California waters, and it worked out pretty good. So I think that's going to work out pretty good for me. But, yeah, you know, we're back. We're strong. We're diving. We're doing what we love to do. You're writing about things. You know, you're working on the training manual thing. Was there a lot of stuff? Have you already went through all the manuscript and said, okay, yeah, we need to adjust this and update this?
I have revised the first aid section, the CPR first aid, that kind of thing. In 17 years, there have been a number of changes to CPR. You know, a lot of people today are just taught hands-only CPR.
Right.
But that doesn't really work in a drowning situation.
Yeah.
So,
well, plus to the music of today's kids.
Well, you know, true.
What was the old one you had to do? Was it Saturday Night Fever? What was it?
I know. Well, there's two. Depending on your there's Stayin' Alive.
Stayin' Alive, which is apropos. Yeah.
That's the positive side to do it, or if you're feeling a little negative, it's Another One Bites the Dust.
Okay.
Either one of those is 100 beats a minute, and that's the rhythm you want to.
Right. Have you adapted to like include a new Taylor Swift song or something for?
No, but that's a really good idea, actually.
Because they're going to go, Another One Bites the what? What?
I've never heard of AC what?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got to keep things hip. To today's kids drive. Yeah, of course they do. If I say it, you know, I'm a trendsetter, Eric. You know this.
I do know that. I have often followed in your wake, just trying to keep up.
Yeah, no choice. Obviously. Yeah,
mostly.
Yeah.
Obviously. Now, you know, actually the book was overall in really good shape, but I hadn't read it myself in a long time. So just reading back to it, going, hey, this stuff's not bad.
Yeah. But, well, there you go. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's good material that really doesn't change too much. You can update things here and there, and that's what you're doing, and turning it up for a new generation. I love it. We got more with Eric Douglas next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
When you want fun, just read a page from my dive log book. I used to say, live and let live.
You know you're dead, you know you're dead, you know you're dead.
But in this underwater world where we can dive in, should make one give it a try. Said live and let's dive. Live and let's dive. I said live and let's dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Eric Douglas, my guest right now, catching up with him on this special edition of the big show. You know, Eric was there at the beginning of Scuba Radio, by the way, and we're getting ready to celebrate our 27th year on the air. We're actually recording a special show here at Beneath the CNC Caucus, New Jersey, this weekend. You'll hear it next weekend, but there's a lot of diving dignitaries that are going to show up on that show, and we'll be kind of in birthday mode. So, yeah, expect the worst as usual.
Expect the worst.
Yeah.
So, I just one quick question: was that the Paul McCartney version of? Or was that the GNR version?
That was the Paul McCartney Lost Tapes version of Live and Let Dive. That was the working title before he decided with Live and Let Die and went more dark, you know.
All right.
So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. All right. Eric, you got a lot of stories, though. A lot of them entail.
Of them true.
Yeah, well, I don't know how much of them are, but you know, you could read some of these Mike Scott novels that Eric has written over the years, and even though they are fictional, I've drilled them many times, saying, "Come on, some of this stuff has happened, hasn't it? It's just too, you know, it's so realistic how you write. They're very You know, they're very picturesque in the sense that when you read the words Eric has written, he's so detailed on the locations that he puts his characters in. And if you've been there, say like the Cayman Islands or some other cool dive destination down in Mexico, you know, he's very familiar with the logistics of the dive sites and all this kind of stuff. And he works it into the novels, which makes it really entertaining for someone who might have some, you know, experience with that. And that, you know, but regardless, you're still going to enjoy it because he's just a good writer. So where is Mike Scott as we speak today, the diving photojournalist traveling around the world and saving the saving humanity?
Saving humanity. And that there's actually, you know, I'm about a third of the way into the new, into what will be the 12th book in the Mike Scott series. There, yeah. You know, there's some short stories out there too, but this will be the 12th book of the Mike Scott series. Never in my life imagined it would go this far.
Yeah.
But he is currently offshore, kind of between North Carolina and Bermuda. Hmm. And there's some, we'll go with toxic waste that he's discovered, and he's got to save the whole Eastern Seaboard.
Wow. You know, that's all.
That's all. it's a Tuesday.
Yeah, exactly. He's the MacGyver of diving. I don't know. It's just, but it really is. You know, I kid a lot with Eric because we're such good friends. We've become good friends over the years. But I really enjoy these books that you've written, Eric. I mean, you really have a talent at
that. Thank you,
sir. It's very. I mean, they read just like a cool adventure movie, and like I said, because it has that diving element to it, you just love it that much more. I was just talking last week on the show how recently we've uncovered more celebrities and rock stars that are, you know, diving. They're scuba diving. I just saw Bryan Adams, and I was like, oh, what a great concert. And I said, and I thought the only thing could have made this thing better if I would have known he was a scuba diver. And sure as crap, as soon as I said that, the listeners responded and said, hey, Greg, he owns his own private island in the Caribbean, you know, and he is a diver. And I'm like, well, there you go. That just just makes you a better human being if you're a diver. So when I see stuff like this that, you know, or, you know, fun books, you know, you want a cool, you know, spring break read, man, it doesn't get much better than Eric's books.
You know, we got to do something between dives.
What do you mean? Oh, well, yeah, we got to read. Yeah, you can read a book.
Something between the dives. What else would you want to be doing other than reading about diving?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you're up there on the dive deck on a liveaboard. I mean, you know, there is some downtime, or I should say uptime, you know, in between these dives on your surface interval that you got to, you know, you can't eat the entire time.
You know, you can try.
You know, God knows we've had our share of those adventures.
Tried.
But yeah, you could spend it more constructively working on your tan or whatever, and they're drying off or staying warm and watching all the blue-footed boobies in the Galapagos while you're, you know, like, hey, let me flip some pages here in Eric's new book. They've shown up on a lot of liveaboards, your books. I've taken a few of them myself, actually.
Remind me of that, and I'll send you some for this Galapagos.
Yeah, trip. Definitely. That'd be good. Yeah, we're going in the middle of April. April 15th is the Galapagos trip we're on the Humboldt Explorer with Explorer Ventures. If you want to go, 1-800-322-3577 is the number to call. There might be a spot or two left on that one, but you could go anytime, whether you want to be subjected to having the Scuba Radio crew on board or not. You're still going to have a blast. But yeah, maybe we'll take a couple of your books down there and make sure the people after us have an opportunity to pick up on the Mike Scott series. But, you know, you don't have to go on the trip to get his book. You can just go to booksbyeric.com, right? They're all there?
That's exactly right. You know, they're all there. And, well, the links to your favorite retailers are all there. And you can read descriptions. You can read previews. You can do all kinds of stuff on the website.
Yeah. And there's even a couple novels he's written that include, you know, stories about scuba radio. And they might even be half true. I don't know.
They're the least half true.
Well, the part where I knock a guy out with my Taekwondo skills, totally true. Totally true.
I've seen you do it.
Yes. Well, okay. See, obviously.
That water fight down in Mexico, you know.
Yeah. See, as you can tell, I've paid off Eric very well over the years. Yeah.
Actually, you and I have never been to Mexico together. We'll have to fix that.
We'll have to change that. That's right. Yeah. I got a bunch of trips coming up. I mean, you got anything on the radar for you right now?
Right now. Yeah. I hope just planning to get in the water, but no, I haven't. Haven't made any official plans yet.
Yeah. We're working on, obviously, we got the Galapagos thing coming up pretty quick here, but we got a trip in the Turks and Caicos in August we're working on. We'll have the announcement, have that up here pretty soon, actually, I think. And then, I might be making the announcement on the show next week, so stay All tuned right. for that. But we're working with Explore Ventures on that, but there's a bunch of other destinations that have been talking to us about wanting us to come out this year. And, of course, Very we cool. have the Scuba Show, which is going to be in Long – it's usually in Long Beach, but this year it's in L.A. It's in the L.A. Convention Center. They've moved it to the big city.
I saw that. Why did they move it?
Well, there was a conflict going on in Long Beach when they typically have the Scuba Show, so they've rolled out the red carpet there in at the Los Angeles Convention Center, which has went through a major renovation. So it's supposed to be, you know, really, really nice, and it'd just be a nice little, you know, change of pace. You know, whether this is permanent or not, I don't know, but it's going to be a different location, slightly different location, but for people like me flying in, I mean, I fly into LAX anyway, so it'll be closer. So I'm looking forward to it, and it's always a great time to catch up with our left coast divers. So
absolutely.
Maybe you'll have to come out for that, and then we got the DEMA show in Vegas.
DEMA show back in Vegas.
Yeah.
Not that I've ever done that before, but...
Exactly. Any excuse, though. That's all we need, Eric. Though. Well, good. All right. Booksbyeric.com. That's how you can connect with Eric, get all his books, and stay up with the latest and greatest stuff he puts out there. It's always good. Take care.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, we got hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving on deck. Stay close. Just getting started.
They all love Scuba Radio. On the boat or down below, if you want to stay in the know. If you be pressurized there, you'll want to be there on Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.